Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
All right, this is Jaesu. I'm here with Agent Daryl. We're here at the Big B Comics in Niagara Falls. And hope I say his name right and don't look like a jerk, but we're here with artist extraordinaire Federico Santagati.
That's perfect.
Oh, thanks, man.
Just like one of the few people who got it right, like, right away.
Oh, thanks, man.
Yeah, I mean, I actually enjoy when people, like, get it wrong, because it's fun. Sorry for interrupting.
Oh, that's all right. That's all right, actually.
Well, with the name Daryl, I get everything. I'm Derek. Errol, like Errol Flynn, which is it always brings wonderful images to mind.
With me, my name gets wrong. I mean, they get it wrong a lot because usually, you know, you're used to saying Frederick.
Yeah.
And my name is sort of similar, so they add an R, like Frederico.
Frederico instead of Federico.
But yeah, it's fun. It's funny.
Do you just go by Rico casually?
My Twitter name is Rico Santa, so
there you
I
go.
Guess sometimes
okay. I guess. So anyway, yeah.
So Daryl and I are big fans of the Nova series. My daughter actually reads it; it's her favorite character.
Oh yeah.
And you actually drew issue 22, I guess.
22, yeah.
The
Halloween issue.
Big Halloween issue. How did that come about, and what was your experience like?
Okay. Should I start from the beginning?
Sure, whatever you want to
okay,
do.
I'm still pretty new in the industry, and basically I started last year on OnlyDupe. Basically, C.B. Sobolski sent a few of my pages that I sent him, you know, like for reviews and stuff. He forwarded them to an editor at Marvel, and I just got an email saying, hey, would you like to get on board with... We need help with Dupe. Do you want to come in and do some pages? And yeah, sure. I mean, it's Marvel. You know?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
So I was did that on the Dupe 4 or 5, and then I got on Nova 22, and it was this pretty. I think that's pretty much it. I guess. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
And I was really surprised because I was like, oh my god, I just started and.
It's a pretty big book, yeah. Sam Alexander Nova now, I think.
I was overwhelmed, really, because I'm really young, and to be working on
Marvel's kind of a big
Marvel,
deal,
yeah. It's, yeah. Scared.
Yeah.
Very scared.
But fun scared, right?
Yeah. For sure.
Anything coming up in the future? Are you going to be sticking just with Marvel, or are you...
No, right now I'm working on a creator-owned book.
Okay.
It's
nice.
Called Haas, and it's like the A word, but with an H in front.
Okay.
And, it's working on issue 2. Hopefully, it gets released within the year. It's like a miniseries of 4 books, 4 issues. Sorry. And, yeah, that's what I've got going on for me right now.
Very cool.
Any follow-up in Marvel?
For now, not that I know of.
Exploring the more
creator-owned
aspect. Well, that's good, too. And it's great that, you know, you get your name out there. And
yeah.
There'll be tons of stuff in the future, of course. You know.
Hopefully. I really hope so.
The journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step, right? And
a
career begins with a single issue. So, good luck. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to seeing more stuff from you, for sure.
Yeah, me too.
Anything you want to add, Jay?
Yeah, now, you're saying you're very young. How old were you when you started drawing, actually?
Well, started drawing seriously? Or?
Sure.
I got serious.
We all drew on the walls as a kid. Yeah.
I wanted to be an artist since I was, I mean, for sure, since I was a kid, like 12. Okay. I mean, I was already like making pages. I mean, crappy pages.
Okay.
But if I saw them right now, I would be like, I don't know, I would end up in the hospital for a heart attack for a awful there. Yeah, pretty much since I was 12, I was more into manga at the time.
Okay. You know,
then I shifted with the Ultimate Universe.
Oh, okay.
Made a lot of those classic characters.
Yeah, I loved
the new readers.
I love Mark Bagley's stuff on Ultimate Spider-Man.
I was a big fan of his Thunderbolts stuff. We lost him on Thunderbolts for Ultimate Spider-Man, but big things came from that. So good for him.
And yeah, and then I went to school. To a school actually focused on comics in Italy, which is it's called Scuola del Fumetto, which is School of Comics.
Okay.
And yeah, that's, I graduated 3 years ago. No, I'm 25, and hopefully I can grow my way up.
Already published with Marvel. That's a good. That's an auspicious debut. I think. Yeah, sure, definitely. Is. So nothing but good things. And I haven't had a chance to read it. I just picked it up today because I've got the first three trade paperbacks, and I'm finally caught up now. But I flipped through, and this artwork is fantastic.
I worked on.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, Sam Alexander. Hanging out in Westchester County on Halloween, which I was saying to Jay, actually, I think
I actually love the ad lib that Jerry put in here.
It's a mild October. And it was actually.
It wasn't in the script. And it was.
I was there 2 years ago in Westchester County, and it's actually a beautiful place to be, and I was there right at Halloween. I was, me and my wife had our wedding anniversary in Sleepy Hollow, which is just a couple miles away. So we drove out there, and I checked out Professor X's stomping grounds. It was a lot of fun. So when I heard that this is the issue that you had done, I was like, wow, that's kind of deeply personal to me. So congratulations. Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You got a fan out of me, that's for sure.
That's a new thing. Thanks.
Well, I don't know. I've said what I need to say. Anything you want to add there, Jay?
Wait, are you on social media? Where can people go to check out your stuff?
Okay. Okay, I'm on Twitter at Rico, underscore,
okay,
Santa underscore. I think there's a link. I'm on Instagram at fsanta1.
Okay.
One as in one written as O-N-E, not as one in the number.
Okay.
And I'm on Facebook at Art of Rico Santa.
Okay.
And that's pretty much.
Well, we'll find those on Facebook. We'll come back to the.
Yeah, I mean, it's all linked together. You know, like,
oh, yeah. And we'll make sure to link back to it in the article link when we put it up.
Oh.
Are you on Tumblr at all or anything like that?
Yeah, Federico Santagati.
Tumblr's great for pictures. I follow Erica Anderson. We interviewed Chip Zdarsky in this very room, actually.
Yeah.
And started following him after that. Some fantastic stuff they're putting out all the time. So
yeah.
I'm collecting artists for regular consumption. It's great. The internet has made it so much more accessible
to
enjoy comics. I mean, it was an uncertain thing a few years ago with the death of print, or the alleged death of print. I mean, the fact that I'm holding a trade paperback in my hand says different, but digital comics is
I usually don't live here. So, I mean, I don't know if you know, but there are a few comic books that I can't get in Italy because they're not published there.
Exactly.
So the digital comics are
getting American versions must be difficult with shipping stuff. Digital, you get it right away. It's revolutionary, I think. It's great.
Yeah, what sort of stuff are you reading, actually?
Okay, at the moment I'm really into Sean Murphy stuff.
Okay.
So, like Chrononauts, The Wake. I liked White Blue Yonder by Zach Howard and who was the writer? sorry about this.
Our apologies to the writer.
Yeah, I think it was. I don't remember. I'm sorry.
Look it up. Listeners will just have to look
and
it up.
Yeah, and a few Marvel things like new Bendis stuff on all new X-Men.
Oh, all right. His stuff is great. His early stuff.
Eminem, oh my god.
Fantastic.
Stuart Eminem, never seen
it. Oh, yes. When the two of them get together, great comics.
Yeah, I'm actually looking forward to Star Wars. You know, it's,
are they doing stuff on that too?
That's
I've seen a few of his pages on Marvel.com, and it makes me want to, like, drop the pen and go open up a farm. You know?
How can you compete with talent like that? Yeah. But, I mean, it's a great thing about comics is that there's room for all different kinds of styles. And everybody's talented in their own.
Another thing that I really enjoyed reading lately was Cameron Stewart Fight Club 2.
Yes.
All right, yeah.
Chuck Palahniuk. I haven't read it yet. I think we got the free Comic Book Day issue.
Yeah.
My wife is a huge Palahniuk fan. She's got all of his books. So I think once the trade comes out, she's going to grab that for sure.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Fight Club. Tyler Durden is back. That's pretty cool stuff.
Cool.
Any other books?
Books.
We can sit here and talk all day about it, really, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I was... I think I picked up Earth Society by DC. Like, there's Jorge Jimenez drawing on it, and it's a very good artist.
Oh, is it the Earth 2 stuff?
Yeah.
Okay, you started reading that too, right? Yeah.
The artist is insane. It's I think is one of the best I've seen lately. Yeah. And he works digitally too, so, you know, I can relate a little more.
Ah, cool. Well, we just want to say thank you for your time today. We love your stuff, and we look forward to seeing more from you in the future, and continued success.
Thanks for the kind words.
Thank you, sir. Have a great day.
Thank you, you too.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.